I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be
there in an hour. All right. Appropriate, I would say, that it is on a hump day that we arrive at our 10,000th show.
Oh, wow.
I mean, a Wednesday or a Friday. Or a Buffalo Bills football Monday. Or a post-game show. One of those would be most appropriate.
Sure. Okay. Or a Rob Ray sit down at 716. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah. Remember that guy?
Yeah, remember him?
Remember that place?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I remember that place. Yeah. It's been a while.
I went downtown. I haven't been downtown. I've had no reason to go downtown. I think I rode through on my bicycle a couple times. You know, in the summer, the boat that I share a part ownership of was at the marina. So, I mean, I was there, I guess. But, like, the arena itself, I went down to the arena a couple Fridays ago. The Sabres had some jerseys that they made available to kids like mine who were supposed to play in the Scotty Bowman showcase in the spring, and it got, you know, that got shoveled into the landfill with like every other sporting event that was supposed to happen anytime in the spring. And so I parked out front there in that little you know, by the plaza, and the jerseys were in the security entrance, and it just struck me, like, I've had no reason to be down right here in so long, and it was weird. I felt a little emotional doing it. I never got around to mentioning it, but it was strange to be, you know, that's a place we go to work and have been going to work for a long, long time.
Yep.
And of course, you know, recreating and whatever, and just having not been there, like the Harbor Center, you know, the hub, one of the hubs of amateur hockey in the area. I spent a lot of time in there, and just, you know, nothing. I'm just like, wow, this is weird to be down here after all this time and know that it's only just to do this, and I probably won't be down here for a long time still.
I haven't really thought about the arena, and I don't know why. We talk about the stadium often enough and how we are not at the stadium and no one is and all about that, but yeah, like the other day when I brought up how the Sabres had played, that would be like 20 games or so.
Yeah.
Of their schedule last year at this time, I have not thought about that. I wonder why. Like, part of it is everything you said, right? Of course, yes, we're down there, and it's a big part of our lives. Part of it is how little fun I've had there. Like, you know what I miss about the arena? I miss watching Daniel Briere play at the arena. Like, yeah. And also, like, everything is 10 years ago. This is probably about actually 10 years ago, a little more, I know. Sports is the best way I know of to mark the time. It's how I do it. Like, I can tell you exactly how long ago that was because of seasons in sports. And also, as you're talking, I'm thinking there have been other seasons not that long ago that didn't happen, or at least started
right.
Late. So yep. Since Briere, This is the third time, maybe, at least. It's at least the third time. I think it's that's the number. That hockey didn't start on time.
Sure, that's right. Yeah, he was here for the season-long lockout already. He was on the team. And then, of course, well, he was gone by the second one that cost us, what did they start, like mid-January that time,
yeah.
I think? And,
yeah.
And was that 2013, I think?
And that's what this will be, at best.
Right.
At best.
At best, right.
Like now we're in the orange zone.
Yep.
I can't imagine going to watch the Sabres is exempt.
Definitely not. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Do you want to talk unless about the Orange Zone, or do you want
unless to? Unless you're one of under 10 people, I.
Well, the way things have gone the last few years, maybe.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't know. Last time we talked about this, I mean, you have been definitely of the two of us more frustrated sounding about just all like everything that's happening, the new restrictions, and now there's even more, and it's even stricter. And
for two particular reasons.
Okay.
If you want, I can wait.
Yeah, no, tell me. Yeah, I you know.
For
yeah,
two
sure.
particular reasons in our conversations, yes, I would admit to that. One is Bills games, because I think it shouldn't be too much to ask that a very low percentage of seats be filled with people spread out and as much money as there is in pro sports at an outdoor venue that they had figured out a way to negotiate that and pull that off. Maybe there's nothing to negotiate. Like today is another one of the governor's days. And I don't know. Maybe you just, there's no negotiation. This is just it. But so I really don't mean that word. I feel like there should have been a way.
Yep.
All of this is safety, but how do we live our lives? How do we keep working? How do we balance it? So I thought, because other places have done it.
Yeah.
And I thought, I still would say this, that Bills games is one area where I think it could have been better and or different. And two is the other day with like 10 o'clock or last week with 10 o'clock. You know, you could be open, but you have to be cleared out by 10 o'clock. Like, okay. Well, you know, these sort of arbitrary, you know, compromises, I guess, that are made seem to me like, you know, do it or don't do it.
Yeah, no, I definitely, you know, I hear that, and like I know it has probably sounded like I've been, I don't know if exactly fighting you about the Bills thing. I don't think it's been that, because I generally agree with the concept. You know, I've been lucky enough, and this is all gone now, but you know, back in June and even as recently as a couple of weeks ago. I was either as a spectator or as a performer participating in, you know, indoor venues, socially distanced, masked, assigned seats, like following all the rules at the Trelf. I've done this at the Sportsman. And I felt very comfortable going to those environments. And, you know, it's not like I know everyone there. I think the Trelf was maybe 200 people, just all spaced out. And it was very responsible, in my view, how that went. And, you know, if you can pull that off in a closed space, you know, the stadium is a massive venue. I do think that there's a lot of merit to that. I mean, it's gone. I mean, I assume there's just no chance of that happening before this year is over now, with us going the wrong way here, color-wise. I guess, you know, orange is worse than yellow. I'm a little conflicted. Orange has always been one of my favorite colors.
Yes, right. But, red we know is bad.
Right.
But orange gets roped in.
Yeah, orange. I like orange. Orange is creamsicles. Orange is summer.
Orange is oranges.
Like, yeah, right. Anyway, so like I've always like heard you on the stadium thing, and sort of nodded, and I think I've usually said I think it's more just the optics of allowing it, because you have, I think, a certain segment of the population who hasn't tried to do really anything to be considerate of their neighbors or anyone who might be at risk and just aren't taking the thing seriously. And so the optics of saying the stadium is open even for 12% of an audience or something, I think, I suspect that's why. I don't think it's literally the safety of the people in the stadium that, you know, that would be the problem. And but I don't know that. I mean, I've never
really
asked. I mean, I haven't talked to Mark Poloncarz in a long time. I don't know if that's the logic or not.
Shouldn't that be the point? Shouldn't that be the point?
Yes, it should.
I mean, everybody—they're all making—they're making all of these decisions, And they all have their own optics. And like 10 o'clock has optics, and the Trelf has optics, and all these things have optics. Mm-hmm. The grocery stores, everything. But it's just, I mean, there are politics. I don't know which or to what degree any one of those things would include, would have decisions made for political reasons. But still, like, what matters? You know, what matters is it safe enough? If we, I don't know, I'm not political at all. Like, if we go with safety, like, safety is just, like, it, right? So we can't go to school now again. Well, you know, really, why did we ever go? And let's not use our cars anymore. And let's not, I mean, there's just so many, you can go to certain logical ends in these arguments that would be considered kind of ridiculous. So everything is kind of like a compromise. And yeah, I mean, I feel like other places are doing it. I mean, what does, I don't know, I'm sort of getting lost in whatever point that is. What is science and data saying about what's especially, quote, dangerous? I don't mean that to be sarcastic. Like, it is dangerous. So what is science saying about that? Close quarters, indoor venues, and schools have not been places where you are seeing real spread, right? Mm-hmm. Like we have cases on the island, but they have been here and there, not in huge numbers, if I may. Like, again, if it's you're affected, then you don't care about the numbers. And I know, and it's all a very sensitive discussion.
Right.
It's just like, now we're going to close the schools, and man, I don't know. Like, it just sometimes seems. And I think this, you know, you could laugh at this point because, of course, Mike, but it's, I'm going to say it anyway, now that I've set it up, it sometimes seems like decisions aren't always made with what is actually in the best interest of the society or the population. You know, yes, we have to take precautions. Yes, we have to be mindful and respectful. And I'm a rules guy. And so if you tell me that I have to sit and do the entire show with my feet up for some reason, I will. I mean, I'm not even going to question you. I'll probably just do it, and maybe I'll have a beer later and be like, why are they making me do that? But I'm not going to push back. I'll just go along. But I'm not especially proud of that trait. I mean, this is a time in history where people are getting pretty fired up and finding what their causes are and finding what they really want to stand for.
Yeah, I've always respected, like, look, I mean, I'm not quite like you on rules. I think I'm inclined to, like, I grew up in my formative years as a teenager, like becoming who I am. Question authority was a big deal to me. Like, why are you telling me this? What's your motivation? What's the end game? And, you know, do I have to respect it just because you have the power? You know, like that's a core principle to me. So, like, anybody who wants to question the decisions that are being made, like, I totally understand that. You know, like, I'm not just a blind follower. I wouldn't say, but when it comes to something like this, I think I'm probably overly cautious. Like, I mean, you could, if it's okay to, like, be flippant about it, I think I've been living like I'm in an orange zone since March. Like, I don't think I ever really stopped. I shouldn't say that. I've had these outings that I just referred to where I was with people, and those are not orange outings. So those are more yellow outings. Those are gone now into the orange. So there's been a couple of exceptions, but mostly that's been it. You know, like, I mean, I can count, I think, on one hand, like, the times I've been, like, what one was with you and a couple of other people that we work with, and there have been a couple of other things, but all, you know, comfortable, far apart, that sort of thing, and outdoors. So, like, a new ruling is not, you know, personally going to impact me, like, my life day to day here, and I'm very fortunate, I think, in that, for sure. So I it's hard for me to get, like, bent about the new stuff, because I've just been trying to do the same thing all along, and try to stay, you know, be as careful as I can.
I'm curious what we see here from hockey, and we've talked about it more often recently, as we still now are into the middle of November, well into November, and have no idea what kind of hockey season we may get. Yeah. I mean, this is not the kind of news where you're going to think that, I'm going to be going to Sabre games pretty soon. You know, it's not necessarily related or connected, but you wouldn't be feeling that way when schools are being closed again and all these non-essential, whatever the category of businesses are, they're going to be closed again, hair salons or gyms, places. Yeah. Won't have you get to sort of that sort of other place with the Sabres, but I'm trying to make some sort of effort here to make a transition. I want to know what the plan is, and we still have no border crossing available. So all the Sabres Canadian fans aren't allowed in anyway. And so I don't know what, Bulldog. Like, we're going to have to find out pretty soon. Yesterday, there was a report about the players not being on board with the prorated salaries, and there would be some other conversation to have there. You're downtown, you're thinking about Rob and the arena, and right, we are still sort of lost as to what the plan is.
That's really where we started. Yeah, the that report about the money part of the NHL was from Larry Brooks, and that is referenced in a tweet by Nick Kyprios from about an hour ago. That says the NHLPA is having an executive board call today at 4 o'clock. 80 to 100 players expected to take part. Included is news per New York Post Brooksy. That's Larry Brooks. The NHL wanting to renegotiate economic terms of what is currently a four-month-old agreement. And so...
What'd you know?
Yeah, right. So, you know, like I was, when we started talking about hockey, like where does hockey, where they left off and how do they get back to it in the summer, the money was, to me, going to be the big problem. And they solved that way faster and without any real noise at all. I don't know how contentious, if at all, it was behind closed doors, but like there was never any report of the players are balking at this or whatever. It happened almost seamlessly. I don't want to just assume that will happen a second time. So we'll see what happens. But it feels to me like very much so like a hockey season is far from a certainty is how I would say it. They could get everything ironed out, and maybe the players will recognize that whatever they're being asked to give back is still better than just walking away.
Right.
But I don't know that, I mean, we'll see. It feels like the next few days are going to be, really vital. Maybe this call coming up in a half an hour or so is going to be a very big factor in how things go when they get the temperature of these player reps.
You know, you want, from a sports standpoint, you want a season that is, you want a credible season. You want a season that's enough of one to take seriously. I think with the lockout year, what do they play? 48.
I think the number was 48 both times that they played half a season.
95 was another one.
I think so.
94, 95, and then 2013 maybe. Like I don't think of those, whenever it is, I might think of those seasons or those cups, those winners. It's not like, to me, any different than teams that win in full seasons. Mm. Yep. So I think I would respect that, I guess I'll use that word. And, we want it, of course. We want it. But it's just, this year, sports, this is all like sort of clear to everybody by now, how, what sports is for, with these leagues playing, these sports being played without people in the buildings, which is just like such a strange, almost absurd concept. Like how did sports get to where it is with fans being willing to pay and so many times over, like so much money to watch it, including going, but also TV. So now you have seasons playing out in soccer in Europe and in the States, everywhere, with nobody there. because we can sit at home and watch the games. And so there's enough revenue in that, of course, for that to be, you know, worth doing. It's just so, it's almost preposterous, though. Like, why should that ever be the equation? Just why would you, why how could it possibly be right that,
yeah, you know,
you could play without people there.
Yeah, you might like to have had someone, and who knows, maybe somebody did actually say this, and maybe they did it for financial reasons more than like the aesthetic, or you know, however it is you're looking at this. But maybe you might expect someone to say, if people can't come, what are we doing? You know, like, what? Why are we doing this? let's just stop until people can come again, okay? Like, you don't get Broadway shows. I shouldn't say that. I mean, there are performances that are streamed. Like, people, there's a lot of access to stuff that in a different way now. But all the same, mm-hmm. like the crowd, you know, the crowd, the fans, right? That's why we're all here, right? The fans. We're here because of the fans. The teams exist because of the fans. And the fans are not allowed, and it is, while I don't find it that jarring anymore, and almost really, I would say, never have, watching on TV, it's weird, you know, it doesn't seem really quite right at all.
And hockey's in that place where maybe there isn't the revenue from television and from just being able to show up and play whether people are there or not. Hockey needs it. We see minor leagues and other sports, just it's not worth it because there isn't that TV piece. And so the big guys can do it, and hockey's kind of right in between, I think. So, I mean, they did play the Stanley Cup playoffs and will probably get something off the ground this year. But you wonder how much some teams at least can withstand. I don't know. That's just probably today, you know, we do our – it is our 10,000th show, and so the timing is a little ironic, but we do our sports thing. It's just like, I don't know. Wouldn't you want to know today instead, like, what they're going to do with your job and what this means to your kid's school?
Right. How am
instead
I?
Of
how am I?
Yeah. Where Josh Allen ranks?
Do I get to keep going to work? if I don't get to keep, you know, if I do keep going to work, you know, my kids are in first and third grade, you know, now they got to be home. What am I doing? Like, there's just a lot to, I'm not supposed to allow people into my house. So how do I care for my kids if I got to go to work? I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, the amount of, just reality that it could be overwhelming is it's all coming back. It's, you know, it's really weird. It has struck me this week, you know, the leaves are off all the trees. Like, you talk about that tree outside the window in the studio.
Looking right at it.
Right. I'm looking right out the front end of my house here in the attic. And when we started doing this way, this is what it looked like. You know, there were no leaves on the trees, and I sat here, and it went through spring and summer, and now we're into November, and it looks like March, and it kind of feels like March.
In 8 months, what did we accomplish? Well, we'll do our sports thing. There is a draft tonight, and I'll tell you how I feel about as a devout draft lover. I'll tell you how I feel about this draft tonight. 803-0550 to reach us. We will talk a lot of Bills and the AFC. We've been talking a lot about the Dolphins lately. We'll do more of that today. Armando Salguero will be on. Got a couple fantasy nuggets, teams around the league to talk about. Bills on bye. We'll be here. So you can give us a call if you want. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WGR.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've seen this Dolphins thing coming. When everyone was pulling their hair out and crying a river because Brian Flores benched Ryan Fitzpatrick, a national treasure, I tried to say, listen, he knows what he's doing. This Tua thing is not a joke, and it's a very serious threat to Buffalo. I'm not going to pull punches for the sake of the Bills audience and say, ah, they're fine. They're not fine. He's really good. And I think what's concerning is that he hasn't been fantastic. He hasn't been sensational. He's just been good. He's been really good, which means the best is yet to come. The Dolphins' defense and special teams is miraculous, and if you know anything about Flores' background, he cuts his teeth on that stuff. He prides himself on that stuff.
All right. That's today's Kyle Brandt commentary. Heard earlier on WGR, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Bills off this week. The Dolphins a half game behind at Denver on Sunday. And Armando Salguero from Miami will join us today. So that's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Been a while, too. So good.
Has it?
Yeah, it feels – I think maybe since before – you know, well before the season started.
All right.
Sometime I know I talked to him up here looking out this window. So it's, it hasn't been that long, but it feels like it's been a little while.
We're here for your calls at 803-0550. The NBA draft is tonight. I'll give you something on that in a minute. Tough last little bit for people in the town of Evans. According to
I missed the news. What's up with Evans?
What's up with Evans? We have today at the gym, and we have what's up with Evans. According to the county executive, Evans was inadvertently left off the map as an orange zone town, but it was meant to be orange.
Oh.
So Evans might have thought, all right, cool.
We're a little pocket of yellow in a sea of orange, but no, not so fast.
I can keep my store open. Oh, yeah. My kids can go to school. It's getting bad, but at least here in Evans, we can keep going to school. Wait. No. Mm. Actually, we are orange too. Tough to find out that way. You think, you know, like it's a stat correction, Joe. You think you won, but then there's a stat correction and you lost.
It's even more painful when it happens that way.
Yes, you'd rather just lose the first. You'd rather just be orange. Like, just tell me.
Right.
Because you already had that feeling of winning, and it just gets ripped away from you.
Right. Like that guy who had thought he won $1 million until the change. They took a sack away from the Bears against the Rams, and then he actually won like $3,000. He ends up feeling like he'd lost almost $1 million.
Maybe it's actually not that bad, though, because like in that case, like for like 10 minutes, I mean, you're really on top of the world. You don't get that feeling many times in your life. Where it's like, I just won $1 million. I had that once in here when me and Brian ran in to like talk about Antonio Brown being traded to the Bills for an hour. Like, I got to experience for an hour Antonio Brown on the Bills. Like, that was fun.
At work.
I wouldn't trade for it. Wouldn't trade anything for it.
Yeah, that's
not. Even though it was ripped away from you before you had really had a chance to get to know the feeling.
Right. We still got to have that show.
Looking forward to Joe's tweet likening that hour where Antonio Brown seemingly was traded to the Bills to Evans feeling like it wasn't in the orange zone, and now it is in the orange zone. So look forward to that on social media. The NBA draft. So I don't know anything about the NBA draft. I don't know any of the players. I know that Ball, there's a Ball.
Right.
And so I know that, but I don't know any of the players. I've never watched any of these players as far as I know. No opinions at all, 0%. I can name NBA teams. I can tell you, you know, the big names, what teams they're on. You know, 20, 30 guys probably. After that, nope. So the NBA draft, now I love drafts.
Don't get too comfortable with knowing where guys are, because this is a time of the year, well, at least this year, this is a time of the year where a lot of that may change.
Yes.
So the NBA is like just nuts when you get to the offseason, and that's where we are.
See, now, nuts is good.
Yeah, right.
For a sports fan, one thing about this, my point about the NBA draft is ultimately, I know I'm missing out. Like, there's, with what kind of action there is in this draft and with trades and, you know, tons of drama, super team drama and everything, I should love that. And I do. It's unfortunate that in football and hockey, there's so much less of that. Hockey prides itself on there being none of that. Like, we don't want anything. We don't want any dissension, any sort of anything. So it would be great to know about all the trades that were talked about, but you never find out. You know, we report when we think a player might be available, which is like, why aren't all the players always available? Like, why is that even something unusual? Why is that news, right? NBA, so you have all this with the NBA. Trades in the draft, you know? Like, football, you always want. We go over the top 10 or 20 picks in the NFL draft. You always want there to be trades, and sometimes there just aren't any. NBA gives you that. It's like this is a – but I don't know anything. Like, this is like a TV show that somebody close to you, like your best friend, tells you, you have got to watch this show. You would love it. I know you. I've seen the show. You're a perfect fit, the two of you. The show and you are a perfect fit. You have got to watch whatever. But even though you love that person and respect their judgment, the idea of watching the show, it just never comes to fruition. You never will. You maybe sat down and started to once, but just like, oh, I'd rather read.
Yeah. I did really enjoy the last draft, which would have been in the summer of 2019, right? When Zion Williamson went one overall. I watched a lot of that draft, and I remember feeling like they did a really nice job. Like, the parents were walking out with the guys in some cases, if not all cases, I think. Like, mm-hmm. It was a really cool vibe. Like, I really liked that. And it's something that I don't think I would have seen coming a few years ago, but you know, if you've been through any kind of a draft where your kid's been picked, and I've been lucky enough to been through two of those now, you know, as a parent, like, you can feel, I can feel the pride coming off of the TV when, you know, a big superstar in the making NBA guy is walking out on that stage with his parents. Like, it's a really cool moment. So I really enjoyed that. And it has nothing to do with who picked whom and who got traded to who and mm-hmm. whatever. It was just, you know, just the emotion that I'm sure those people were feeling. And I could definitely appreciate that. So, I don't, you know, this year, I don't know what that'll be like. Maybe it'll be more like the NHL draft and NFL draft where players are, they're with their families, but it's just not the same, you know, walking out on the stage. It'll be just, you know, I would assume video of them in their homes, which is, you know, to be expected. But I think I still may dip into that to check it out. There is, I don't know, you're mentioning how you don't know, like, anything, and I don't know a lot, but I do know that there's a kid with Buffalo ties that could be picked. He's not expected to be a first-round pick, but Jordan Nwora, hope I'm saying his name right, he played at Louisville and he played at the Park School and in the city, too, I think, before that. And he's projected as a second-round pick, so we'll see if his name gets called. But that's pretty cool.
Louisville?
Yeah, Louisville he played at, yeah. His dad used to coach at ECC. I'm reading, like, Jerry Sullivan, our old buddy, had a piece up that I found on the internet last night, I think. So that's cool. Like, I want to at least get that guy's name mentioned. You know, like, that's the local kid. Opportunity to get drafted in the NBA draft is pretty cool.
By the way, not really at all related, except sort of a different in a category that we're just not too focused on. Patterson last night,
yeah,
301 yeah. rushing yards.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. I missed like the last 70 or so. I finally
you
turned
were watching
it off. I was watching. I've watched their games. I've watched all three of their games. Not start to finish, but most from the beginning into the third quarter, the last few weeks. And so I've been getting an eyeful of him. And there was a point in time last night, maybe after he scored his – did he end up with four touchdowns last
night? Not sure. I just know three.
I can't remember. There was a point in time where he had like 220 yards and however many scores. And the announcer said he might be done for the night. And I went, okay. And I just sort of turned it off. Like, they're going to win the game pretty comfortably, and I'm out. And then I found out he got, like, another 80 yards and maybe another touchdown than I saw. But, yeah, I've been watching, you know, that's been Tuesday and Wednesday night, you know, Maction. I'm in.
I love the idea of, like, of that. I want to talk about now a game you remember, like, the game you would consider your favorite game for – a running back. Well, you hit O.J. Simpson going for 2,000 yards. You probably watched that when that happened.
Yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I did not. As far as I know, I would have been. I think I was one, maybe two. So maybe I did watch it. But anyway, like a game where a running back is chasing a number, and like that's a cool thing to have in a football game. Of course, in a few years, there won't be running backs anymore. So enjoy it now.
Poor Jared Patterson.
Good luck to Patterson. He's rushing for 300 yards. I hope he gets a job, yeah. You know, in the NFL. I'm sure he'll get some look. Hopefully he gets the right one.
The announcers on these games are all talking like he's definitely going to play on Sundays. And, you know, I hope that's right. I think we felt that way a couple of years ago about Tyree Jackson mm-hmm. and even the receiver David Johnson.
Not David.
Anthony.
No. Anthony Johnson.
Anthony Johnson. Thank you, guys. And, you know, that hasn't really panned out in any meaningful way anyway. So hopefully that this guy, he's a barrel of fun to watch. I mean, little guy, super strong, squatty, wide, a lot of moves. Like, he's been really fun to watch these last 3 weeks.
Joe has been described very similarly.
Squatty?
Squatty, wide,
a running
lot
back
of moves.
Build.
A lot of moves. He's sneaky too. Yeah. That's what you want that in a running back. You want a little sneak. Well, look, I didn't expect the guy to go that way. Very sneaky move. Armando Salguero coming up at 4. Mike Schoep in the Bulldog, WGR. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Schoep in the Bulldog. We are in the bye week. We're also in the orange zone. As it happens simultaneously. So, changes to regulations, restaurants, gyms, and maybe most importantly, schools are going to be closed starting Monday, according to Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz, in every area that's in the orange zone, including where I live, Grand Island. Just got done reading a letter from the superintendent there, Dr. Graham, and he does a nice job. This letter, it's just like, you know, this is how it is. I won't do it justice. It's a very formal and well-written letter.
Does he say anything about the abundance of caution?
Nope. No. No.
That's why you like it.
That's why I like it. No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't pander to you in that way. He writes, though, this might be interesting or useful to anybody. Like, if you have children in a school district that's moving into this orange zone, this new life, you'll get something like this. Maybe you want to know this now and don't yet. But this is what, in terms of Grand Island, which is probably typical, he writes that there is a way to reopen in the orange zone, while you're in the orange or the red zone. According to what, here's what's required.
Mm-hmm.
If your school district were to choose to reopen in this situation, it's possible. He writes, schools are required to test 100% of all in-person students and staff during the first week of in-person learning, test 25% of all in-person students and staff each week until the school is no longer in an orange or red zone, and keep individuals home for teaching and learning if they do not have a positive test. And he goes on to say, the costs of such sort of the logistics of it are just not, it's not feasible.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's like you're asking to undergo the sort of expense for testing that like professional sports teams are undergoing.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. So it's not the plan, you know, at least on Grand Island. I don't know if it's just obvious that that would be the situation everywhere or whatever. But I mean, very tough. Very tough. We know already. We have the kids home. In our case, we have the kids home as it is 3 days every week. Now it's going to be five. We went through this in the spring, of course, and know what the challenges were. They have their challenges. There's the social piece. There's the learning piece. There's we're trying to do our jobs, and if it's not too much to ask anymore, sort of find time to enjoy our lives apart from that. You know, certain there's lots here.
It's a lot, you know, for sure. I mean, yes, it's a lot, and it. Just because, like we went through it in the spring, it doesn't make it any less jarring to have to go back to it. I don't think.
Be nice to actually see data that the virus is spreading in schools. There are positive results in schools, or you know, cases. Of course, I guess there are, but it's not to my knowledge. It does not appear to be an area where the virus spreading has been especially common or plentiful, or whatever the word I want there is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know. That's the way I have interpreted everything I've seen and read about it almost since the beginning. I'm not prepared to offer an idea as to why that has to happen without much really seemingly to back it up, but here we are.
We will get into the AFC East again here with Armando Salguero coming up next. We'll talk Bills and Dolphins. Dolphins play this week in Denver. What does this division have in store coming down the stretch? We'll discuss it with Armando after a break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.